Brenda.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
That was sure a great call yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
And
I was just repeating.
I was so excited to listen to it and so sad when I got home and found that my recording once again had turned off after 29 minutes. All of a sudden about 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago now, it started doing that. And there's something Comcast has got to be sending through a signal that ends my call after it being active for 30 minutes.
Well, at least that much of it gets recorded.
Yeah, but you were really getting into it after that, so I hope that I can talk you into doing it another week. Hopefully I can get this.
Okay. I'm in the middle of some book work, but in about a week I'll try to type in the information and just email it out to everybody.
Cool. Yeah, it was really awesome. So wanted to thank you for the info. Thought it was very interesting when
you
were talking about the sugar and the stevia, and then what's the other one?
Rapadura.
Okay, and you said that Dee McCafferty talks about that in her book, right?
Yes.
Got it.
She says the two whole cane sugars that have enough minerals for your body to utilize correctly are Rapadura and Sucanant, S-U-C-A-N-A-N-T, where Rapadura has the most nutrition kept in it. Sucanant is second most.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for that information. It was awesome. Cool.
Pardon me?
I said thank you so much for the information.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back through and study that again. I know I was absolutely excited about...
It's been a lot of fun to... Oh. It's been a lot of fun to change the sugars, and I've noticed a change in how I feel and weight loss by doing it. I am not eating sugar.
Interesting.
Changing what sugar I use, and that's my sugar of choice now, that and stevia.
Cool.
And then to hear Roger Drummer talk about the sugar being the reason people don't lose weight and the reason for all the health ailments and stuff, it really opened my eyes. It was very interesting.
Cool.
And to hear him say how, if you're overloading on sugars, even the starches that burn up, that don't count as sugar, can change and become a sugar in your system. And then if you're overloading on protein and high-fat proteins, the same thing can happen. Your body will switch it to a sugar, which causes strain and inflammation and other things.
Yeah, it's been interesting for me. I've been doing a tremendous amount of physical work for the last 2 weeks. And not getting enough sleep to counteract it, and so I had a few cans of pop. Yeah, instead of getting the 6.5-7 hours I normally get, I was getting 5.5-6 hours of sleep. So I drank a couple cans, probably maybe five or six cans of pop in a 2 week period of time, and my body is just all full of inflammation now.
Oh.
And it's just very interesting. And I was sitting there listening to your call yesterday going, okay, now this makes sense. You know, the pop that I've been, the can of pop that I drank, once a day, these 5 or 6 days that I've done it, that's set off my body. And when it's set off my body, it's the inflammation in my back just bristles. So...
And isn't it cool that you're able to monitor what's going on and go, oh, there it is. That did it.
Yeah. It, to me, it's been
really interesting.
Yeah, me too, because I've found it to be very interesting how you can see what happens and what you're doing and how it reacts, and it's very frustrating some days, but most people just don't have a clue.
Because they've got so much going against them.
Yep.
I think. Most people, and when I look at where I was, and even still, but I'm starting to be able to read it, we're consuming so much that does so much harm to us, that how do we begin to know what's doing it? If we take away one thing, we might feel a little better, but that's not going to, you know, they're still consuming enough stuff that makes us feel crummy that we're not sure that was the problem.
Right.
And yep. A lot of people have no clue. I was at a women's conference last night where it was called a spa night, and several business people in our area got together, and we had food and showed her stuff while I was making the green smoothies. And I had a few people just telling me, I was going to have surgery on my hip because they told me I had a torn such and such, but I didn't get it done. And, well, now it's starting to get better, but I don't know what's causing it, or I have inflammation here, and I don't know what's causing it, or I'm having headaches, and I don't know what's causing it. One girl was having headaches, and I said, here, drink some of this smoothie. She had a little Dixie cup and came back and goes, you know what, my headache's gone. I said, well, I can't tell you that this smoothie is going to take away your headache, but there are a lot of antioxidants in there and vitamins. And what are you eating? Well, I eat fast food all the time. Well, so, I don't know. It's just very amazing. And there's a lot that the average person needs to have access to.
Right.
So they can start making correct decisions.
Yep. Well said. Well, I'm going to get off the line actively here. Hopefully we've added some more people on the line today. There were quite a few on yesterday.
Okay.
Haven't heard
anybody else. Is anyone else on?
It was playing music until you came on, so maybe we're the only two on this morning so far. Well, I'm gonna go upstairs and grab another phone, so I'll put this one down. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just wait.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate all your help. Where in California are you again? I've forgotten.
I'm in Northern California.
Oh, Northern. Okay.
A little town called Patterson in the valley.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back. Come on.
Hello? Nobody has come on.
Oh, wow. A quiet crowd today. Everybody's running late.
Quiet crowd, yeah. Well, I was making those smoothies last night, and the mango, a friend of mine who I had told about smoothies, green smoothies, told me that she makes mango mint. What does she put in there? Mango, mint, and lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good, but then I added pineapple and cinnamon, and that made it better.
Mm-hmm.
And the favorite by far was just the apple banana, the one that we do all the time.
Uh-huh.
Green, cinnamon, and flax.
Right. Yeah, I put in...
And lemon.
I don't know how, you know, the old scoop, the little short-handled scoop that we used to get in the Protein Plus, Perfect Start Plus. I use one of those every.
I can't hear you very well.
I'm sorry.
Short-handled scoop that we used to get in what?
Yeah, the little scoops we used to get in the Perfect Start Plus.
Yes.
The short-handled ones. I use one of those and measure out the flaxseed every morning that I put in mine. Carol doesn't want anything like extra other than the fruit and the greens in hers. So I don't put it in hers, but I put it in mine. I think that helps me. But
I've been putting the flaxseed in. There's a little scoop in my bag of flaxseed that I got. Are you using ground flaxseed or whole?
Whole.
The seeds?
Yep, I think so. I'll have to look, but I don't remember.
I've been using the ground because that's what I have, but I like the seeds because I like biting on them.
No, I don't necessarily like the biting on them. What is this? It is organic golden omega flaxseed true cool milled. So it is milled. It's ground. So,
is it powder or is it little seeds?
It's not a fine powder. It's it's coarse. Well, it's coarse to me. I guess maybe
it's been ground. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been ground. It's not the seeds, but
I think the seeds are so hard that they need to be ground.
Yeah. What I've learned is if I put it in the smoothie. I start, like I told you yesterday, I start out with 2 cups of water, and out of the Pymag Aquaphor, and I haven't taken the time to optimize it. I guess I should for the stuff that I use with the smoothies and stuff, so I take the water and then put in the flaxseed and then put in greens until it gets to having 3 cups of stuff in there. Then I put in another cup of fruit of some kind. Banana, you know, sometimes a half.
So how much greens do you put in?
About a cup after it's been ground.
About a cup of greens?
After it's been ground up.
And how much fruit?
The same. I've been
about half and half, huh?
Yeah, I like it sweeter, but that's just because I love sweets, and so the last couple weeks I've been putting a little bit more green and a little bit less fruit in to cut down the carbs from the fruit, and see if I can drop some weight. I mean, I've dropped since December. Mm-hmm. I've dropped maybe 15 pounds. But I should have dropped a lot more than that. So I'm either consuming too much of it, you know, by the time I create a whole quart of it or a quart and a half of it, and then take that and drink that all the way from now until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I'll eat a lunch, and then, you know, so I'm probably keeping my insulin levels up too constant all the time for too long a period of time, so that's why I haven't dropped weight, is my guess. But could be wrong. Was it in Dee's book, or was it in the Green Smoothie Revolution? They talked about the guy that dropped 200 pounds in a year.
That's how much it was, 200 pounds, huh?
And
His skin shrunk with him, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. That's just amazing.
Yeah, see, my wife lost, you know, dropped 130 pounds she started 14 years ago and ended like 12 years ago, probably 15 and 13 years now. But our son went on an LDS mission to France and Belgium, and while he was gone, she told him when he came back, she'd be a different person. She was determined she was going to take the weight off. And she took, 130 pounds off while he was gone. And we went to pick him up in Brussels Airport. And he walked up to within 5 feet of us and didn't recognize us.
Didn't know it.
She'd grown her hair out. He'd never seen her with anything but, 2-inch long hair, and she grew it out to below shoulder length and dropped the 135 pounds, and it was just like on Back to the Future. It was so great.
Wow.
And he just didn't know his mom. And I dropped a few pounds, but nothing like her. And then she put it back on, so now we're in the process of taking it back off again and just trying to get the determination to do it instead of, because it's so much easier to do the things we've been doing for so many years instead of doing the right things. But I'm determined I'm going to get mine off because I'm tired of being fat. It was such a cool thing, and it was just interesting to me, just a small thing that a lot of people wouldn't think about. But one day I was able to lift my leg up when I was taking my shower, and it didn't hit my stomach. And I don't have that much of a belly, but I just noticed it. This was so cool that I didn't touch my belly.
Yeah, those little things that you start to notice. Well, I learned in the nutrition area of Z Health that one thing is your body awareness will help, will be kind of determine how much you weigh too. If in your mind you think that you're a certain weight, you tend to be that weight. So, like some people always see themselves as heavy, even when they start losing weight and are thin.
Right.
That you need to know, you need to massage on your thighs and stuff to really get a feel of where, what, and I don't do this all, I don't do this either, but I was just reminded of it yesterday, so that you actually know what you are. Some people, as they gain weight, still see themselves as thin.
Right.
So you need to be aware of where you're at so you know where you're going.
Right. Well, it's like me. I feel thin because I can move so well, but yet you look in the mirror and I'm not thin. I'm thick. So
mm-hmm.
it's a very, very interesting.
And that was so interesting. The first call with Roger Drummer, when he said, if you are consuming high amounts of sugar, you will not lose weight, no matter how many new calories you eat. The weight is attached to the amount of sugar in your system.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, has anybody else joined us today? I think this is going to be a short call because I'm going to drop off. I've got to go do a couple
things. Okay. We can move on with the day. I think it's been a great time talking to you. You always have so much to share and say.
Well, I thank everyone for all that they've shared with me, because I wouldn't know it if it wouldn't have been for them. So I get pretty teary-eyed about the whole situation, because I'm just so thankful to know what I know because of my friends and on this call. So such a great excitement to get to see them and meet them when I've had the chance to do that. So I look forward to seeing you on the highway soon. So I'm going to run. We'll talk with you later. Okay? Bye now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Have a good day. Okay, we're going to say goodbye. Have a great day, everyone, if anyone's there. Bye-bye.